This year marks the 100th anniversary of Omaha's historic Dundee Theater, and to celebrate, FilmStreams is presenting a year-long series we're calling The Dundee Hundy. Each month, we highlight a film from a different decade of the cinema's history. This weekend, we move into the 1980s and turn our attention to one of the most beloved blockbusters and sequels of all time, Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back. First released in 1980, Empire begins as all Star Wars films famously do, the John Williams fanfare with the opening famous crawl of a galaxy far, far away. But at our screenings this weekend, just before that legendary crawl, audiences will see something else first, a message about our Sea Change initiative, which highlights the women and non-binary filmmakers behind the movies that we program. I'm Kitty Tyree, communications lead at FilmStreams for Pass the Popcorn. For The Empire Strikes Back, that slide features Lee Brackett, a groundbreaking screenwriter and novelist whose work shaped not only this film, but entire genres. Brackett's story is a reminder that the galaxy of Star Wars and Hollywood itself was influenced by women whose contributions continue to be woefully underrecognized. Long before George Lucas created Luke Skywalker, Brackett was already known as the Queen of Space Opera. She wrote fast-paced, imaginative science fiction, short stories, and novels in the 1940s and 50s, and then built her career as a screenwriter in Hollywood. Classical Hollywood director Howard Hawks hired her to adapt Raymond Chandler's novel, The Big Sleep, which would pair Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall in one of the definitive film noirs and led to future collaborations between Hawks and Brackett, this time making westerns. Years later, when Robert Altman wanted to try his own hand at a Chandler adaptation, he enlisted Brackett to help get The Long Goodbye on the big screen, which featured Elliot Gould in one of his most iconic roles. So, when George Lucas needed a writer to help shape the sequel to his 1977 runaway hit, he called Brackett. She delivered the first script for The Empire Strikes Back shortly before her death in 1978. That draft contributed to what became one of the most iconic sequels in movie history, and one that raised the emotional stakes of the entire saga. Though revisions came later from Lawrence Kasdan and Lucas, Brackett's involvement cannot and should not be ignored. By spotlighting Brackett through our Sea Change initiative, we want audiences to see The Empire Strikes Back, not just as a cultural landmark, but as part of a larger story, one that includes women like Brackett, whose creativity continues to ripple through the movies that we love. You can catch The Empire Strikes Back at the Dundee Theater this weekend, Saturday, September 20th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, September 21st at 1 p.m., as part of our Dundee Hundy Centennial Series. This is Kitty Tyree, communications lead at FilmStreams for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.